Thank you, Chair. I have the pleasure to deliver the statement on behalf of the Arab Group. The Arab Group attaches importance to strengthening the nuclear non-proliferation regime, of which the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons is the cornerstone. This is why we have to make sure of the effectiveness of the non-proliferation regime in preventing the transfer and development of nuclear technology for non-peaceful purposes without adding any restrictions that undermine the rights of states, parties to the peaceful uses of nuclear technology. In this context, we would like to say that the Comprehensive Safeguards Agreement is the legal requirement established by Article 3 of the NPT. It stresses the importance of achieving its universality as the only way to ensure the effectiveness of non-proliferation, including in the Middle East. We would like to note that the ratification of the agreement by all Arab countries is really a full fulfillment of their obligations in the field of non-proliferation. The Arab Group stresses the importance of the provisions contained in the Non-Proliferation Treaty and the Comprehensive Safeguard Agreements, as well as the tools they contain for verification and monitoring with regard to the commitment of non-nuclear state parties to the peacefulness of their nuclear programs. The group also refers to the additional protocol and the strengthening of the capabilities of the IAEA to verify the status of states that have acceded to that protocol. In this context, we would like to note the voluntary nature of the additional protocol, as the decision to join it is a sovereign decision of states. The Arab group affirms the right of state parties to use peacefully nuclear energy and the importance of not impeding the economic and technical development of state parties to the treaty or international cooperation in the field of peaceful nuclear energy by imposing additional restrictions or obligations. Mr. Chair, the nuclear non-proliferation regime faces a number of worrying challenges due to the lack of efforts to achieve the universality of the non-proliferation treaty. In addition to the following developments. 1. Attempts to introduce terminology that would suggest the existence of a new category of states under the name nuclear possessor states, despite the fact that the treaty only recognizes two categories, nuclear states that have a legal obligation to get rid of their nuclear weapons, and states that do not have this nuclear power, and in return they have pledged not to seek to possess nuclear weapons. 2. The existence of documented evidence confirming that there is cooperation between some nuclear state parties and Israel, which contributed to the development of its nuclear capabilities in clear and gross violation of Article 1 of the treaty. Taking it into account that the failure of Israel to join the treaty deprives the international community of relying on mechanism to verify the nature of its nuclear program, including through the IAEA, or even to verify the consistency of nuclear safety procedures in all of its nuclear facilities, especially the Dimona reactor. There are reports indicating an ongoing expansion work in this reactor. In light also of the complete lack of necessary transparency on the part of Israel in this regard and the policy of ambiguity that it follows regarding its nuclear activities and capabilities. Absence of efforts to achieve universality of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. There are also instances of non-nuclear states not compliant with the non-proliferation obligations. There is also non-compliance by nuclear states with their obligations in accordance with the provisions of the treaty. Also, a lack of balance between the safeguards regimes applied by the IAEA to states that are parties to the NPT and the safeguards regime applied to states that are not parties to the NPT. Absence of sincere intentions on the part of nuclear states and states that have not yet joined the NPT to take the measures to achieve the universality of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Some state parties have imposed conditions limiting the export of relevant equipment, materials, information, and technology to the peaceful uses of nuclear energy to state parties. And this is the case with any condition beyond the obligations of Article 4 of the NPT. In light of all the above, the Arab Group would like to affirm the following. the importance that state parties, especially nuclear states, make more efforts to achieve the universality of the treaty. These efforts include complying with its their obligations under the treaty and the outcomes of the review conferences, including a complete ban on the transfer of all nuclear material and associated technology to states not party to the treaty unless and until they join it as non-nuclear states. They have to categorically reject any initiative to legitimize the situation of states not party of the treaty to the treaty. The need to implement Security Council Resolution number 487 of 1981, paragraph 14 of Resolution 687 of 1991, as well as the outcome documents issued by the review conferences of the NPT for the years 1995, 2000, and 2010, especially with regard to the request from countries that did not join. We have appealed them to join and subject all their nuclear facilities to the comprehensive safeguard regime. We express concern about any further attempts to exempt a non-NPT state from the tightened nuclear suppliers group rules prohibiting nuclear exports to non-NPT states. Because in that case, those nuclear facilities will not be subjected to the IAEA comprehensive safeguards regime in line with paragraph 2 of Article 3 of the treaty and the outcomes documents of the NPT review conferences. And this to avoid harming the credibility of the treaty. We have to end any technical cooperation with states not party to the treaty, especially Israel, in compliance with the treaty and the outcome documents of the review conferences. It is important to strengthen the role of the IAEA in nuclear verification in a professional, impartial manner to make sure all states cooperate fully with the agency to ensure the peacefulness of their nuclear programs and in a manner consistent with their legal obligations. Also, we need to work on establishing a zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East in a manner that will ensure verification within the framework of mutual and agreed upon commitments among all the countries in the region. We recognize the priority of achieving the universality of the NPT and the comprehensive safeguard regime in the Middle East in the context of this zone. Thank you very much.